no third-term voices for UN tourism become louder and powerful. In his almost 8 years as Secretary General, Mr. Palalakashvili never talked to the media unless he knew beforehand that the content would be 100% positive for him. In a recent interview with Sheik, he said that because he will open the new headquarters of UN Tourism in alliance with the Executive Council meeting, the same council will re-elect him for a third term. He also said he was confident Spain will vote for him. After all, he said, his kids were born in Spain. Before his UN tourism term, he was the ambassador of Georgia to Spain, which gave him 14 years of residence in the EU country. What he didn't say is that Spain was the country that opposed the drive by Zurab to be able to run for a third term when this question was put forward at the General Assembly in Uzbekistan. He also did not say that Spain had publicly stated that it would not support Zurab for a third term. UNWTO General Assembly refuses to renew Palalakashvili's third term in office Alberto Rubio, Samarkand, by a difference of 4 votes, the General Assembly of the World Tourism Organization yesterday rejected. Palalakashvili, seeking a third term at the head of the institution, will have to obtain the support of 18 of the 35 voting countries that make up the organization's Executive Council. In this race, he will have to compete against 5 other candidates, including former Greek Minister of Tourism Harry Theoharis and former Mexican Secretary of Tourism Gloria Guevara, plus 3 other candidates just entering the race. Guevara and Theoharis are both receiving excellent support from countries, and also private sector members. Gloria served as the CEO of WTTC, an organization with the most powerful private travel and tourism stakeholders in the world. Not much is known about the other 3 candidates who just entered the race, except experts assume they may have entered the race to split votes and in some cases may work together with the current Secretary General. When Palalakashvili was asked about the possible resentment that could have been caused in Spain by Saudi Arabia's alleged attempts to move the headquarters of UN Tourism to Riyadh in 2021, he said that this intention was never something solid. He also claimed the media for reporting about the news from Riyadh. He didn't say that only after a conversation between the heads of state of Saudi Arabia and Spain, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia fully funded and opened a regional center of UNWTO in Riyadh, and backed out of their ambition to host UNWTO in Riyadh. "We are in the process of campaigning," Palalakashvili admitted. Still, while many say he has been concentrating on pleasing UN tourism members of the Executive Council who can vote for him, he has awarded friendly EC members a regional center. A center was opened in Brazil, which holds the presidency of the Executive Council, and Morocco, a council member. Independently, this publication has talked to representatives of many countries, including Chile, and every country seems firm in supporting a 2-term limit for the UN Secretary General and other high-level posts members are elected to serve in. Ironically, Chile was awarded the UNWTO Wine Tourism Conference by Zurab for UN Tourism. Chile also brought in the motion at the 26th General Assembly in Uzbekistan to allow a third term due. It was passed due to a technical shortcoming. Chile is a known and committed supporter of the current SG. Iturbonews.com. Iturbonews.com. Zurab in his interview praised the plan for regional offices that he had launched during his term in office. "We will soon open offices in Rio de Janeiro and Rabat, and we opened an office in Riyadh 2 years ago. These offices allow us to have a deeper presence on the ground and daily interaction with the territory," he added. He didn't mention that both headquarters were opened in Executive Council member countries. These are the countries he needs so that they can elect him for this controversial third term. He also confirmed that the new headquarters of UN Tourism, located in the Palacio de Congresos in Madrid, will be ready in 2025. He didn't say his goal was to open it simultaneously with the Executive Council meeting, where he wants to vote for his third-term re-election. Trump would see already that the upcoming UN Tourism Executive Council election will be rigged. Fausu Mohamed Demi from Senegal, who gave up his candidacy to support Gloria Guevara, started an initiative also supported by Senegal's president, summarizing the demand of many to Zurab, no third term. Voices against the attempt by Zurab Palalakashvili become louder by countries that write democracy or fairness in their constitution.